do things that are. Oh, thank you. Well, we're in the middle of Chayvus Halvavos Shara Bitocha Perek Dalet Tuesday night, and we're talking about someone who has more money than he needs, and he's providing parnasa for other people. And the question is, this person has an nisayon, and we're going to start from page Kuf Mem Hey, 9 lines from the bottom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. This person is capable of making three basic mistakes. In his acquisition of the money, he'll rob a bank. Now he would have had this money anyway, so all he did was mess himself up by robbing a bank. We look at it, we robbed the bank and still he got rich. Where's the justice in the world? What's going on? There it is. Very simple answer. He was supposed to be rich. He is a fool for picking this way to make him rich. And now he'll be punished for it. If he would have gone in the ways of Hashem, so he would have gotten the money. Anyway, volume is not there low in Yondoso, the Olamo. So mistake number one is how you get this money. He doesn't seem to be concerned about this, when we're talking about a person's basic needs. I'm not sure why. Like, why doesn't he bring it up? At least there's a possibility that a person could do. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, how does the Chazalovus look at basic needs? That, you know, it's not even an Nisayon. The Nisayon is to do Hishtadlus. It's so much that Hashem owes it to me, so to speak, that it's coming to me, and Hashem will provide it, my basic needs, that he spends that whole thing talking about Hishtadlus, that you shouldn't make the mistake and cut out your doing what you're supposed to do. But here he's talking about extra money, so now he's concerned the person is going to try to get it by doing usur dika things. He said that's foolish, that's one mistake. Pofen Hasheni, that he thinks it's all for him, Chuchosh, and therefore he pays his employees as little as possible. He thinks he will make himself rich on the backs of his employees, that it's for him. So, you know, you have to have an expansive look. You have to look at it that Hashem gave you money for them, and you give them a good wage, good working conditions. You're Hashem shliach to provide them. He doesn't realize that Hashem gives you money, and there's three addresses for the money. The money has three. Hashem hands everybody three envelopes, and the envelopes has three addresses. One addresses himself. What he needs. This is again l'shitaso l'chavis halavos holds that this is like muftach from Hashem that you're supposed to live. You say sometimes people starve to death. Yeah, sometimes, but it's extremely, extremely rare. And when it happens, you could know it's not the pshat they starve to death because of lack of mazonos, but they died because this was the moment they were supposed to die. And this is the way they died. But Hashem says you're going to live 70 years, you're guaranteed mazonos for 70 years. That's what he says. So that's muftach meis Hashem l'kol chai at sof yumei chayov. Vasheni number two, parnosos mazon zuloso, you're providing for someone else. Rein b'nei bayis, now he includes in this your wife and your children. Whoever earns money has the ripple effect, or, you know, not the ripple effect, the rising boat of Ronald Reagan, the rising boat. Rein b'nei bayis, household members, ubonim, bavodim, umesharsim, chaladoim ulekach. Like, there's no guarantee that you will be the conduit for this. It's sometimes. It's not usual. For some reason, in these years, Hashem chose you to be the conduit of getting that person his own oath. So that's the second address. The second envelope is someone that you're providing for. Vashlishi parnosos rechush. This is when you have more than you need. I mean, it's gishmak, but it doesn't really. I mean, I don't know what he means by toelas. It's gishmak. You have gishmak tape recorder. You have more than you need. I guess it means no real toelas. But olav shmiroso natiruso, and really, he's going that you shouldn't even use it at all. You shouldn't be nehenna from this world more than what you need. Because he says, why do you have this money for? You're hanging on to it till you either lose it in the stock market, or you'll be morishit to your yorishim. You know, it's not for you, this money. I mean, he leaves out the money that Hashem like wants you to be rich. He leaves that out. He talks about money that's for you, but he talks about basic needs. Money that's for your employees and the like, b'nei bayis. And the shlishi is, he says, to be rich, but there's no toelis in that, and you're just holding on to it in a holding pattern till someone else gets it. The fool thinks that everything he has, even if there's someone else's name on the address on the envelope, but he thinks it's for him. That it's for he himself. So he wants it. He's afraid Hashem won't give him enough, and he has this opportunity, so he grabs it, even if it's Ba'avera or Stam, his eagerness to get him, his drive and his push to get it is not Oiskahalt. And he'll make a lot of money and he'll end up going to his wife's second husband. Well, the road's go, maybe the guy that kills him will empty his pockets and he'll have a lot of money. Well, the Oiva Hagodol to his enemy, he's saying, you know, you amass all this money and where do you think it ends up going? More often than not, it ends up going where you don't want it to, on something that you don't really have any pleasure from, you don't really care about. You see this all the time. It might not be in the words that the Chabad Halvavos uses, but that the money, they don't have what to do with it. It's like ish is in their mouth. Nothing. Boifin Ashlishi. He gives parnosa to his employees, but he wants honor. His money doesn't turn him on. What turns him on is kavod. So he doesn't mind giving out this money to his employees and being so nice to them, because now they'll honor him. The Yitzhak Lahasik told Dasam, he wants to get their thanks. Again, they have to meet Zidam, say thanks, but he's looking for their thanks. Well, the Harbos to Hilosam lo Alehem, Vishikonu lo Biglola, they should bow and scrape. The Tikma Nafsho, the Gaiva, Tveil Zchichas Aleh, Vagaiva, and then the next step is Vimonam Alehodos Lashem Yisale, Aleha, Vidame, Kilumonamehem. Hayson Asherah says, "So he really thinks if he wouldn't give the money to his employees, so he would get that money. And if not for him, they wouldn't have parnasa taka any other way.
This is
the Yatsid Gemulo Lolo Mabba, he won't have this world, he won't have the next world, it's not going to work out for him. That's what Chavis Volvis taught us in the beginning. If you don't place your trust in Hashem, then there's no telling what can happen. It's Kavayochal, as if you have no Malach over you, right? Ba'amaskil Yinak B'shloisho Efanim K'mishim Asim L'dos of the Lomo. That there's money for him and money for his employees, and he shouldn't be feel that it's coming from him. To whatever degree you're makir and you recognize that you have bitachon, so you'll only gain from that. You have a lot of money, but you don't know if it's what your needs are or beyond your needs. If he chooses wisely, and that possibility ends up, the parsha there ends up extolling, you get kapecha kisochel, ashrecha v'tov loch, which is what the Chavis Volvis here is describing as well.